When it comes to finding a property for yourself, whether it's residential or commercial, but certainly a residential property, and especially a second-hand residential property, there's something that you're going to have to keep in mind, and that is something I learned a good few years ago now at this stage, but and it's probably self-evident to many people when they think about it, but people don't always think about it, and sometimes common sense is not so common. If you ever played any sport, you discover that whether you're into GA or football or hurling or soccer or rugby, or indeed if you're into racing or any other field of endeavour, you'll find that it is an absolute universal truth that no player, no horse has everything. In other words, you might have a player who is fantastic with in a particular situation but has some weakness. Every player has a weakness because no player has everything, and it might be turning on his left side, turning on his right side, kicking with the left foot or whatever. Likewise with racehorses, you're going to have a fantastic racehorse that'll get 2 miles, won't get three. Likewise, you'll have a guineas winner who won't get the mile and a half to win a derby, and so on. No horse, no player has everything. Likewise, when you're looking for a second-hand house, no property has everything. So you need to be prepared to compromise to a certain extent, and you need to obviously make up, I think, some sort of a matrix or some sort of a short list of stuff that you will compromise on and stuff that you won't compromise on. But I would suggest that you need to be practical and you need to be pragmatic, and you need to bear in mind that no house, just like no footballer, just like no hurler, just like no rugby player, just like no racehorse, has everything. We all have infirmities or deficiencies or imperfections, and when you're buying a second-hand property, you're going to run into that. So don't beat yourself up and don't go down a complete rabbit hole in trying to find the perfect house, because the perfect house, like the perfect player, like the perfect horse, does not exist. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, you might give it a thumbs up down below, and you may be interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel. If you are, hit the subscribe button and then hit the bell icon, and you'll be notified every time I publish a new video. And I publish new videos every week, twice a week, at least Wednesday and Saturday, and most times Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. So